Welcome to Sabbatical 101. My name is Bethany Walensky, and I'm an associate professor at Michigan State University. I had a life-changing sabbatical, and I'm on a mission to help fellow academics do the same. This podcast is a resource for all things academic sabbaticals. Each episode will provide you with inspiration and insight into the sabbatical planning process, regardless of your institution, discipline, length of sabbatical, or where you plan to sabbatical. I'm so excited to have you along for the ride.
Hey, everyone. As we enter the holiday season, I've been thinking about how we communicate with family about our sabbaticals. As you think about gathering with your family members for the upcoming winter holidays, I hope this episode will prompt you to think about how you might want to talk to your family about your sabbatical and, if necessary, whether and how you might need to set boundaries around your sabbatical with your family. So here's why I think this is important. First, I think it can be hard for people outside of academia to understand what exactly academics do. At least this has been my experience. My husband was an academic, so he gets it. But in my experience, it has been harder for my extended family to wrap their heads around the parts of my job that are not teaching. Second, I'm so aware that being able to take a sabbatical is a privilege, even within academia. I really needed my sabbatical when I was eligible for it because I was really burned out, but I think it can be hard for others outside of academia to understand the amount of pressure faculty are under as they work toward tenure. I felt almost guilty telling my family about my sabbatical and my plans for my time away because I wondered whether they would judge me for it. Now, maybe I'm the only one who thinks about these things or who has these struggles around sabbatical, but I'm guessing I'm probably not alone here. I'm sure you have your own set of things you're thinking, wondering, and worried about related to your sabbatical, and they're probably different than what I thought, wondered, and worried about. But you may be thinking about your family and how you communicate with them about your sabbatical. So here are a few things that I recommend you think about when it comes to telling your family about your sabbatical and setting expectations with them. This comes from my own experience and from working with clients about their family-related concerns as they prepare for sabbatical. So first, I would encourage you to think about the people you live with, because they're the ones who may be most affected by your sabbatical on a day-to-day basis. If you have a spouse or partner, you'll want to tell them about your goals for your sabbatical and how you plan to spend your time. Your sabbatical will be more successful if they understand your plan and support it. This applies to both your overall plan for your sabbatical and also how you envision spending your days. So, if you know you need a period of rest and decompression at the beginning of your sabbatical, you'll want to let your partner know so they're aware of your priorities and can be supportive. For some of my clients whose spouses have flexible schedules or work from home, communicating their sabbatical priorities was especially important because while they looked forward to being able to spend more time with their partner during sabbatical, they also wanted to be sure their partner understood their plans and daily rhythms so they could accomplish the goals they set. You may also want to talk about whether your sabbatical means you'll split up household responsibilities differently. Will you do more of the grocery shopping or cooking since you're on sabbatical? Or will you maintain the structure or systems you currently have in place? You may not want to change any of this, but it's important to have that conversation to ensure you're on the same page as your partner. Similarly, if you have kids, you'll want to think about whether being on sabbatical means you'll do more of the kid-related work. Will the balance of school or daycare drop-offs and pickups shift, or will it remain the same? What about days when the kids are off from school or have to stay home sick? About a month into my sabbatical, I realized that I was operating under the assumption that I would be doing the bulk of the kid-related routines because I was on sabbatical. But I realized my husband's assumption was that we'd continue to divide up these tasks the way we do when we're both working full-time. It's important to have these conversations. If your kids attend before or after school care when you're working full-time, you'll also want to think about whether you'll continue that during sabbatical or change those routines. We kept our kids in after-school care during sabbatical to maintain their routine, and so we'd have care in place while I was traveling. Whatever works best for your family, it's important to decide these things, and when it's appropriate, to let your kids know the plan. If you have kids, you'll also want to be sure to explain to them what it means for you to be on sabbatical. And how you frame this will depend on your goals and priorities for your time away. One of my priorities for my sabbatical was to be more present with my family, but I didn't want to do more mothering on sabbatical, if that makes sense. My kids knew they'd have a mom who is more relaxed during sabbatical and that we'd be able to do more fun things as a family, particularly while we were in France in the fall. But they also knew that I had personal priorities and projects, like running regularly, learning new things, and starting my sabbatical planning business. I have a habit of prioritizing everyone's needs over my own, and I don't tend to have hobbies. So I think it was actually really important for my kids to see me spending time on activities beyond work and parenting. Okay, so thinking beyond the people you live with, you may also need to communicate with your extended family about your sabbatical and perhaps even set boundaries with them. I can think of a few scenarios that may come up. If you're caring for aging or sick parents, or if you generally do a lot of caregiving for your extended family, you'll want to think about what this will look like during sabbatical. Will you be spending more time in that caregiving role? If so, how much more? Do you have travel plans or other changes to your routine and schedule that will affect how much time you can spend in your caregiving role? These are important things to consider and communicate, particularly because your extended family may be operating under the assumption that you'll be available all the time during your sabbatical. Everyone's situation and boundaries will be different, but I think it makes a lot of sense to think about these things in advance and proactively communicate with your family. You may also find yourself in a situation where your family expects you'll spend more time with them socially because you're on sabbatical, or that because you're on sabbatical, you'll be able to attend every family event and activity. Maybe you want to do this, and that's great, but it's also okay to not feel a sense of obligation just because you're on sabbatical. Your sabbatical might actually be a great time to change patterns and relationships that aren't working well. For example, one of my clients was feeling quite burdened by the expectations of their extended family to travel to be with them for every holiday, and she decided sabbatical would be a great time to try something new. So she and her husband planned to go away for Christmas and told their family members that one of their goals for sabbatical was to take advantage of having more time flexibility to do some traveling. Again, your situation is probably different, but I suggest you think about the ways that your family's expectations for your sabbatical may not align with your own, and that you try to proactively address this to avoid frustration and resentment later on. So I know this was a quick episode, but I hope these ideas are helpful and that the episode has encouraged you to spend just a little time thinking about the family-related boundaries that you may need to set for your sabbatical. If you've got an upcoming sabbatical and you need some support planning, check out my website for more information about my one-on-one sabbatical planning program. And if you're just finishing up your sabbatical and thinking about going back to work, I'd love to talk to you about my new program, Confident Reentry. It's a 3-session personalized program that will help you create a plan for your first semester back to work after sabbatical and provide the support you need to ensure it's a success. You can schedule a call with me to learn more or follow the link in the show notes.
I hope you found this episode of Sabbatical 101 helpful and inspirational as you think about your own sabbatical. If you want to read more about sabbaticals or get even more support for planning your own life-changing sabbatical, head over to my website, www.bethanywalinsky.com, to read my blog and for more information about my sabbatical coaching program.